Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gron. With us again in the studios today is Dale Maley. He's an author and historian from Fairbury. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've been talking about so many different things about Fairbury and the surrounding areas. What is our subject today?
We're going to talk about the Shedd Aquarium connection to Fairbury.
Wow. Interesting.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So a couple months ago, somebody asked me to investigate that connection, which I had not heard of that before. So did a lot of research. Turns out the Shedds were originally a New Hampshire family. And one of the sons, John Graves Shedd, we'll say John Shedd, he didn't want to be a farmer like his father. He wanted to try something different. So he started working in some small retail shops in New Hampshire and Vermont. Now, another son, William, who was the oldest son, he moved to the Fairbury area to farm. The farm was around the Weston area, or Yates Township. We're not sure the exact date that the brother came to farm, but he was here by the 1870 U.S. Census. It's also possible that the brother's father owned the farm ground, and then the son farmed it. It's also likely that the younger brother, John Shedd, came to live with his brother, William, in Fairbury. I found a Pantograph article that John Shedd was a Fairbury boy, and his father owned an extensive amount of farmland around Fairbury. So it kind of makes sense that there's a connection there. Now, there's a family story that I've been unable to substantiate, but it all seems to make sense. And the family story is that John Shedd tried working at Walton's department store in Fairbury. And he was hired in as the lowest level floor sweeper. But boy, he had some big ideas on how to better rearrange the merchandise displays in the big outside windows they used to have at Walton's. But since he was a low level employee, the manager at the time pretty much ignored his ideas. Now, this made him mad. Nobody listened to him. So he left and went to Chicago and started working for Marshall Fields in late 1871. As I said, there's no specific documentation I found for this, but it all kind of seems to fit. Now, when he went to Marshall Fields, the Marshall Field himself and the people he hired, they were very willing to listen to new ideas. So one of John Shedd's first big ideas was involved a revolutionary change in purchasing methods. Now, he noticed at the end of each season, some sizes or colors remained unsold, where others sold very quickly, early. Now, the buyers of the day for the department stores, they simply bought whatever the manufacturers recommended they bought, or they used their personal hunches with regard to customer preference. Now, Shedd thought there was a better way, so with permission from his boss, he carefully reviewed the past sales ledgers and he devised a formula to determine the sell-through or turns of each item. Now, the buyers could stock up, for example, on certain sizes and buy fewer of others. And he studied the proposal and believed it had merit. So they went ahead and tried it out in the ladies' neckwear and lace department for a trial period. And in that department, sales doubled within a year. So Shedd's system quickly became the basis for all the purchasing at Marshall Fields. Now, this is a big store in Chicago. So he continued his rise at Marshall Fields. He eventually became president when the founder, Marshall Fields, died. And at 50 years of service, he retired as president, and they made him chairman of the board. Now, John Shedd was a very wealthy man. Now, the family story is that Mr. Shedd had his own luxury railroad car built for him, which is kind of typical of the times, so you have your own fancy railroad car. So when he was going to come down to visit his relatives in Fairbury, he'd send his car, special car, down ahead of time. Then he'd come down, and he'd entertain family and friends at Fairbury in his luxury railroad car.
Wow.
And one lady I know says she, as a child, remembers seeing this railroad car in Fairbury. Now, he was a big philanthropist. He donated $3 million to build the Shedd Aquarium and stipulated that in his will. And it was actually built after his death. The aquarium cost $3 million to build and initially included 132 exhibit tanks. As one of the first inland aquariums in the world, they had to rely on custom-made railroad cars, and there was actually one called the Nautilus, for the transport of fish and seawater. And they actually used that special train car up until 1959. Now, in 1930, 20 railroad cars made 8 round trips between Key West, Florida, and Chicago to transport 1 million gallons of seawater for the shed saltwater exhibits. Then in 1933, Chicago hosted its second World's Fair, and the aquarium was immediately north of the fairgrounds and got a lot of exposure to an international crowd. So because he was such a major business leader and philanthropist, his death made the front page of the Chicago Tribune. His estate was worth $15 million in 1926, which is about $209 million today.
Oh, that's a pretty penny.
Yeah. So he left most of the money to his two daughters, but he left some smaller amounts to relatives. And he left $10,000 to his niece, Dora Shedd Bennett, who was living in Fairbury. That's about $135,000 in today's money.
Still a pretty penny.
Yeah. Now, there's a large complex of Shedd family gravestones at the Fairbury Graceland Cemetery, and you see those when you enter the cemetery from the 7th Street entrance. Now, John Shedd's father moved to Fairbury before he died, and the father and mother are both buried there, and his brother William is buried there, among others. So, yes, there's a definite connection between the Shedd family, the Shedd Aquarium, and Fairbury.
I had absolutely no idea.
I hadn't heard that one either till someone brought it up to me a couple months ago.
How is that kept such a secret, I guess?
I don't know. I guess time goes by and people don't remember it, I suppose.
I wonder if people were upset that he was kind of ignored while he was in Fairbury and then he went to Chicago and did all that big work.
Yeah, I don't know. Someday, maybe in the Blade, we'll find, if we ever get it digitized, we'll find a record where he worked at Walton's. But
wow.
Right now, we haven't found that. But it all seems to make sense. And we know he was full of ideas because it's documented about his good ideas up at Chicago at Marshall Fields.
Wow. Just imagine Fairbury being Chicago at this time. You know, if Fairbury had all the Shedd things in it instead of Chicago. Could you imagine?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That would be crazy.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, my gosh. So what are we going to be talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about a historic mural project that's underway at Fairbury.
Very good. I just did a story about that. We've been watching it really closely. That's going to be exciting.
Yes.
We've been speaking with Dale Maley. He's an author and historian for Fairbury. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.